PMDD partners, welcome to another episode of the In Love with PMDD podcast. I am your host, Dr. Rose Alcaton, your PMDD relationship psychotraumatologist. And being that I have PMDD, I have chosen to specialize my practice in helping PMDD partners to stop the monthly breakups. Each week, I will be providing you with my signature trauma transformational tools. Now let's get into this week's episode.
Of PMDD. And today, sweaty mess, today I want to talk to you about what to do when, you're triggered by your PMDD partner. I want to talk to you about a common mistake that PMDD partners make, and that is ignoring the trigger. So a lot of times when you're triggered by your PMDD partner, you think that you're not supposed to say anything. You think that you're not supposed to express that you're triggered. You think that you're supposed to hide it and pretend that you're not triggered. And that's the right thing to do. But what happens when you hold that trigger in? What happens when you don't talk about what's happening when you're triggered by your PMDD partner is you end up blowing up and you end up going into PMDD rage. And if you're the partner that doesn't have PMDD, you end up having a lot of bitterness and resentment. So I just got off of a client call, so I wanted to just share this with you. So many times when you're triggered, there's a reason why your PMDD partner is triggering you. There's a reason why that specific thing that they did triggered you. So what I want you to do is ask yourself, before you talk to your PMDD partner, just ask yourself, why am I triggered? Why does this specifically upset me? So a lot of times when I used to get triggered by my ex-PMDD partner, it was hurtful words, right? And that had to do with my childhood trauma, things about me. The reason why the things that your PMDD partner are doing are specifically triggering you, because it's triggering something inside of you. And this is for the partner that has PMDD and for the partner that doesn't have PMDD. So what I want you to do is ask yourself that question. That's number one. Number two, once you figure out that the issue is within you, meaning there's a specific reason why this thing is bothering you, that's an unhealed thing, right? So for me, it was because my childhood trauma was still there. You know, a lot of times when my ex-PMDD partner used to yell at me, it used to remind me of my dad. You know, yelling at me, cussing at me, telling me I wasn't going to be nothing. Like, there was so much inside of me that was angry about a past situation that when my PMDD partner was angry with me or was yelling or cussing or something, I went back to that moment. So I want you to recognize the anger that you have for your PMDD partner and see if it really is subjected for that specific situation. So has your partner ever said something or done something specifically during PMDD and you got way angrier than the thing that they actually did? Like, you really, really, really brought up all of this anger and you're looking back at the situation. You're like, why did that make me so angry? Why was I so triggered by this specific thing? It's because that is your thing. I want you to recognize that. And I do this for all my private clients. Know what your thing is. My thing is hurtful words. Like, when I'm in a relationship, I can't have someone that is going to continuously say hurtful words because that's my thing. For I have a lot of clients where rejection sensitivity is their thing. They can't have their partner shut them down, you know, emotionally or physically, because that's tied to something that happened with them. So when you figure out what your thing is, if you figure out why certain things trigger you about your PMDD partner, then you can say, look, babe, my thing is hurtful words. I can't have you say hurtful words to me because it takes me back to this moment in my past. It takes me back to some childhood trauma. It takes me back to past relationship trauma. So you communicate that to your PMDD partner and let them know why it's bothering you so much. Because so many times when you're triggered by your PMDD partner, they may not understand why this thing bothers you so much. Has your partner ever said to you, what's the big deal? Why is this bothering you so much? Why are you so triggered by this? And it is a reason for that. So once you come to the conclusion of this particular thing that my partner does triggers me because of this, right? So for me, I had to say hurtful words trigger me because of my childhood trauma. So you turn it into a mantra so that when you communicate it to your PMDD partner, they're understanding why they shouldn't do this thing. They're not looking at it surface level and say, I'm the problem, and thinking that they're just a bad guy, right? As your partner ever said, I just feel like the bad guy. I feel like I can't do anything. I feel like I'm walking on eggshells. I feel like everything I'm doing triggers you. I feel like I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't know what not to say, what not to do. Explain to them, this is my specific issue and this is why. So for past clients, I've had you know, I can't have you shut down on me physically as far as intimacy is concerned. When you don't show me intimacy, when you don't show me love, then I feel rejected. I feel insecure when you don't, you know, you're not physically open with me. So let your PMDD partner know, I specifically get insecure because when you reject me or you shut down on me and we're not able to be intimate, I feel like there's something wrong with me. It impacts my self-esteem. It impacts how I see myself. Explain that to your PMDD partner, because a lot of times once your PMDD partner recognizes that the thing that triggers you doesn't all have to do with them, they're not completely the bad guy, they're not doing everything wrong, they're not doing everything malicious, then they're going to have a deeper understanding and say, okay, I'm willing to work with you. But if you make it seem like your PMDD partner is the problem and everything that they're doing is wrong, they're going to feel attacked. They're going to get defensive. They're going to start asking you, well, what about you? Didn't you do this? And didn't you do that? They're going to start pointing out things that you've done to them. And then you're going to get into this place where you're bumping heads and it's almost like you're attacking each other or you're trying to prove who's worse, who's done the worst thing. But remember, you are a team. It's not about who does the worst thing or who's bad at it. It's about communicating and let your PMDD partner communicate to you. Let them tell you what bothers you, because a lot of times when you're in PMDD, there's things that you're doing, there's things that you're saying, and it's really impacting your PMDD partner, but they need to have a safe place to be able to say, babe, this is triggering me and this is why. So they're taking accountability and understanding that it is triggering me. When I am triggered, it is my responsibility to regulate myself. It is not my PMDD partner's responsibility to regulate me. Of course, you can ask for your PMDD partner's support, but it's not their responsibility. PMDD is not your fault, but it's your responsibility. So this is why I'm always giving you the tools. I'm not just telling you what's wrong. I'm giving you the tools as to what you can do about it. So when you recognize, as soon as you are triggered by your PMDD partner, I want you to get into that place of discovery and start asking yourself, why is this triggering me? Why is this really bothering me, right? That's the first thing. And the second thing, you're letting your PMDD partner know, I'm triggered because you're letting them know the reason why you're triggered. And if it's because of a past relationship, if it's because of a past trauma, let them know what it's tied to so they can get to the depth of your pain. And so they're less likely to continue that behavior when they know that it's tied to something else and it's not all about them. You want to get them out of that space of making your PMDD partner feel like the bad guy. Some people have a really hard time taking criticism from their PMDD partner, and rightfully so. And that's because they don't want to hurt their PMDD partner. They know that they have good intentions. So when you're going to them and you're saying that you're doing this and you're saying that you're doing that, they're like, I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm not trying to trigger you. And they may not be, but you have to be in a place where you can lovingly say, give them the benefit of the doubt. Give your PMDD partner the benefit of the doubt and say, babe, I know that you don't mean to do this, but this is how I'm feeling. That's what I want you to get into the habit of doing when you're triggered. I know that you're not meaning to trigger me by, you know, by getting angry and saying these hurtful words, but for me, I'm feeling a little offended right now. You know, I am feeling, use I statements. I am feeling triggered, because you're taking responsibility for the emotional state that you're in, and you're asking your PMDD partner to help you. You're saying, babe, can you just help me right now? Because, you know, I understand that you're trying to communicate something to me and I want to hear what it is that you have to say. But right now, especially while I'm in PMDD, I'm just getting really triggered by this. And then you just ask your PMDD partner, what's really bothering you? Because a lot of times there's something deeper that's really bothering your PMDD partner that's causing them to act out of character. And you want to address and get to the root of what's really bothering your PMDD partner instead of getting stuck in that place of blaming the behavior. Figure out what's really going on. So these are the tools that I can give you when you initially feel triggered by your PMDD partner. So I'll see you tomorrow. We got this. PMDD partners, it is National PMDD Awareness Month. And in lieu of this, I have officially launched In Love with PMDD TV. On this YouTube channel, you are going to be getting exclusive interviews with other PMDD partners, I'm always going to be coming on there, giving you more tools, more things for your PMDD relationships to stop the monthly breakups. But make sure you go over and subscribe to my YouTube channel, In Love with PMDD TV, so you can see more of me. Hey, that rhymes. But I'm super excited to be able to provide this for you. And then also, if you're wanting to be a guest on the podcast, In Love with PMDD, where you're listening to me right now, or if you want to be a guest on the TV show, In Love with PMDD TV on YouTube, make sure that you send me an email, rose@inlovewithpmdd.com. Let me know that you want to be a guest. Let me know that you want to share your story. Let me know that you want to share your journey. And for the month of April, I will be having other PMDD sufferers, other PMDD partners come on and collaborate with me on the podcast and then also on In Love with PMDD TV. This is about spreading awareness of PMDD, everything that we're suffering with, everything that we're going through. I want the world to be able to see what it is that we go through on a month-to-month basis so that more tools can be provided. So I'm super excited. Email me, rose@inlovewithpmdd.com, or you can DM me on Instagram, as always, where I vlog my journey daily. But I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, we got this.